the hearing of God's word. And that's our title, Faith Cometh by Hearing. So let's pray. Lord, I thank you for the privilege to study your word together this evening. Pray we'll learn and grow through it. And Lord, again, appreciate the power of the word of God. And I pray that you would be pleased and glorified. We give it to you in Jesus' name. Amen. We all love that word, faith. Amen. Faith is trust. It's trusting the Lord Jesus Christ to take us to heaven. It's trusting the Lord through the trials of life. Faith, as we know, Hebrews 11:1, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We walk by faith. We live by faith. We're to do everything by faith, trusting in the Lord. Notice up in verse 10, which you looked at 2 weeks ago, it says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." When we believe, when we, with our heart, trust Jesus Christ's payment unto righteousness, acknowledging we aren't righteous, but He is, we are placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And that, of course, is our salvation. Once we are saved, we're told, Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. So we place our faith in Christ to be saved, but sadly, sometimes we don't carry on with that faith in our Christian walk. And when we don't have faith, when we aren't trusting God, it limits what God can do in our lives, which is very important. But then he goes on to say, it cometh by hearing. It cometh by hearing. And so here we see the importance of not only hearing the gospel to be saved and place our faith in Christ, but also the importance of hearing the word of God in our Christian walk. And let's look at both of those. So let's start in Galatians 3 and just first see that we must hear the gospel to be saved. Galatians chapter 3, verse 2. It says, "This only would I learn of you, received ye the spirit of the works by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith?" So remember, we saw on Sunday that in Galatians they were being led astray by the Judaizers. And Paul is asking them a simple question. You Christians at Galatia, did you receive the Spirit? Were you saved by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Well, it was, of course, by the hearing of faith. By the hearing of the gospel and then exercising the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now look at verse 5, same chapter. "He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?" Again, he's contrasting the law and faith, but he's asking another rhetorical question. It wasn't by the works of the law, it was by the hearing of faith. Now, if you go to Hebrews 4, most of us know verse 12 quite well. And, of course, as we talk about the hearing of the Word of God tonight, it reminds us that this book is powerful. Amen? And we'll talk a minute about how powerful it is. But look at verse 2 of chapter 4 in Hebrews, where he says, "For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." So he's talking about here people who haven't been saved. They've heard the gospel, but they haven't been saved. And he explains that what has to happen is once you hear it, it must lead to faith. So notice he says, not being mixed with the faith in them that heard it. Faith cometh by hearing. But not just hearing anything. Amen? It's only by the hearing of the Word of God. Because there's a lot of stuff people can hear out there, isn't there? Especially now that we have YouTube. It's the hearing of the Word of God that can work miracles in our lives. When we hear it and our faith is exercised and our faith grows. So we know, verse 12, while you're in Hebrews 4, what does it say? The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Then he says, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Well, we don't even know where that is. Where does the soul end and the spirit begin, or vice versa? We can't even see them. But the word of God can pierce to the dividing asunder of the two. And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's pretty powerful. The word of God is powerful enough to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. And it's that word that we grow as Christians when we hear it. It's the word that grows us. It's the word that leads us to faith in Jesus Christ and salvation. When we share the gospel, we share the word, which is contained, or the gospel which is contained in the word. So this book grows us. It grows our faith when we hear it. As Christians, you know, David asked the question, Psalm 119, wherewithal shall the young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. And then 2 Timothy 3, if you want to turn there quickly, verse 16. Most of us know verse 16, but verse 17 is equally important. Verse 16 talks about the inspiration of the word of God and the many different areas that God can use it in our lives. Notice it says, for all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Praise the Lord. God inspired his word. He wrote it. And is profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So the word of God is powerful and profitable. And he goes on to say that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. There's the power of the word of God to grow our faith. It perfects us and it furnishes us, that we might more effectively serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Most of us know 1 Peter 2:2, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may, anybody know the next word?
Grow.
That you may grow. The word of God can grow us. Hearing by the word of God. That is why pastors are commanded to preach it. Amen. 2 Timothy 4:2. This is those first three words. Preach the word. He's talking to pastors there in 2 Timothy, and he says, preach the word. And also in 1 Timothy, you want to turn there quickly, 5:17. He talks about pastors and what they are to labor in. 1 Timothy 5:17. Very important verse. He says, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in word and doctrine. In other words, it's, if you've ever put a sermon together, you know there's work involved. Amen. If you've ever put a Sunday school lesson together, you know there's work involved. It doesn't just happen. Especially if you are laboring in the word. It's easier if you just decide to do your own thing and speak your own words. But if you're going to only give the word and you want to expound on the word, that's work. That's labor. And why go to all that trouble? Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So as the word of God is given out, because it's quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword and pierces the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, as it's given out, it can do that in people's lives. Something that we cannot understand. It's supernatural. But praise God, it has that power. 1 Peter 5, if you want to turn there, Peter here is speaking to, again, to the pastors, to the elders. And he's listing the elders' responsibilities, and the most important one, the first one there, he says, the elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also partake of the glory that shall be revealed. Number one, you elders, number one, what? feed the flock. Feed the flock. Feed them the word of God, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And then in Ephesians 4:11, if you want to turn there, please. After he mentions that God gave pastors and teachers to the church, he says that is to primarily accomplish some things in the lives of God's people, and that is what? Ephesians 4:12, perfecting of the saints, work of the ministry, edifying of the body of Christ. The word of God is powerful. Amen? It can perfect saints. It can prepare them for the work of the ministry. It can edify them. It can reprove. It can rebuke. It can exhort. It can grow our faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know, in Mark chapter 4, if you want to turn there, Jesus told a parable about the seed, which we're all very familiar with. But what he wants is for God's people to hear the word. Amen? Now, this parable is primarily about the unsaved hearing the gospel. And that is the first and primary application of this verse. We know that from looking at 14 and 15. Is by faith we hear the gospel and we are saved. But then after we are Christians, God wants us to still have that heart that's sensitive to the powerful word of God, to the hearing of it. But Matthew 4:20, these are they which are sown on good ground, such as what? Hear the word. There it is again. Such as hear the word and receive it. So they hear it and then they receive it. And then what? Bring forth fruit. Word of God must be powerful. And the hearing of the word of God is a powerful thing that we will not understand till we get to heaven. And let's be real. It's one of the main reasons we go to church, isn't it? Or should be. I mean, it's not true anymore in most churches, sadly. Most churches, it's all about the worship. It's all about entertainment. But a Bible-believing church, the main reason we go, and there's many reasons, of course. There's edification. There is worship. There's admonition. And we could go on and on. But the main reason is faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The main reason is because this book is powerful and can change our lives. And when we get to heaven and we look back over our lives and we see the growth that happened in our lives, it didn't happen outside of this book. It happened through this book. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Aren't you thankful we have a copy of it, that God preserved it for us, and we can hold it in our hands and read it, study it, memorize it, meditate in it, but expose ourselves to it as much as possible, that our faith might come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Praise God. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your precious word that you've given to us, Lord, and we're so grateful to have a copy of it, and Lord, to be able to be in it and let you use it in our hearts and lives. And we just can't thank you enough for what you've done and through our salvation. But Lord, we pray that we would share the gospel with the lost so that they could hear and exercise faith in Christ, and also that we ourselves would continue to understand the importance of constantly exposing ourselves to its teaching and preaching, that our faith might grow. We love you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.